This is Conversations with Coins, episode 195. I am your host, your moderator, your navigator, and your guide, Mark Coins. Thank you for joining me. Today's subject: men tell more lies than women, but women's lies are more severe and deadly. And joining me today is my guest and co-host, Stacy. Stacy, how are you doing?
Good. I hope everyone's well out there.
All right. Glad you're back. So let's get right to the subject of the day. Men tell more lies, but women's lies are more severe and deadly. Would you like to start or would you like me to go?
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, a man will lie about anything. He'll lie to deceive. He will lie to impress. He will lie to brag. He'll lie to women. He'll lie to his friends. He'll lie to his family.
Amen.
Whereas a woman, a lot of times she'll lie because she's angry, upset, and wanting to get vengeance out on someone. And a woman's lies can get you locked up, lose your job, lose your freedom, and possibly killed. And it has happened before. So that is my point. So with me saying that, you can go.
That's funny that you would say that lies kill, because that's exactly my main point that I want to bring up. Even though it doesn't happen every day in every situation, it has happened. Where men will be cheating on their wives, and they're in this relationship, and the wives don't even know it, and then the lady gets mad, she wants the man all to herself, and then she goes and she shoots or kills the man's wife. And the woman didn't even know what was going on. Very deadly.
No, I'm not saying men aren't blameless. I'm not saying they don't lie bad and do bad things, but I'm saying, 9 times out of 10, a man lying usually don't get you killed. And it might be in some instances, but whereas a woman can say, hey, he looked at me or he touched me, a man's going to lose his job. A woman can say, oh, I was raped or assaulted, a man's going to go to prison. There has been times where a woman has said something was done to them and men have died. I look at Emmett Till. Emmett Till died because of a lie, because a woman said he either touched her or whistled at her. That boy was brutally murdered over a lie that a woman done. And not to mention, do you remember the movie Rosewood? Do you remember the movie Rosewood?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so woman lied about being beat up by a black man, and they destroyed the town. This was back in the 1920s or something. They destroyed that town. You come to find out the woman lied the whole entire time. So people lost their lives.
And that was
off
terrible.
Of a lie.
And they were terrible instances.
Yeah.
But how often does that happen? Probably not very often.
With the Me Too movement and cancel culture, a lot of men have lost their jobs because a woman has said, well, oh, I felt like I was pressured or forced to.
Hold on. Let's be honest.
For all my female listeners out there, I'm not saying that sexual harassment and rape doesn't occur. They do. But I'm also saying sometimes women either make mistakes or they lie, and it causes a man's life, his freedom, and his job.
I will agree with that. But yeah, I'm glad that you said that, because a lot of those women are telling the truth in a lot of the cases. Now, of course, you can't say they're all telling the truth, because some people are going to lie about things.
Right.
But also, I mean, men lie more.
No question. I'm not even arguing that point.
They do. They lie more, and they also they tell lies that you could say is deadly to the relationship. Maybe not deadly and you're losing your life, but deadly and you're
going to lose your job or your freedom.
Or lose your relationship because you're lying to the woman, you're eroding the trust. I mean, if without trust, you really have nothing.
Don't y'all have women's intuition?
Some women have women's intuition. Some have a lot of it. Some don't have any.
So you can't tell me y'all don't know a cat when you see a cat, or y'all don't know when this dude is lying to me. Y'all ain't got something saying, wait a minute, what he's saying don't make any sense. Because I thought all y'all had that. Yes or no?
Some do. Some are good at looking at stuff like that, and some are not. Because, some men can be fantastic liars. I mean, they can make it look good.
No question. Men do lie more, but like I said, a woman's lies are more deadly and severe. And not to mention, y'all are smarter too. A man don't lie as good as a woman does.
Hmm.
Manson can sense do some of the stupidest stuff to get caught. Come on.
Yeah, sometimes he could get messy, but there's some men out there are very, very good liars.
I haven't seen any better than a woman, though. I haven't.
Okay, well, I've seen some good men liars out there. Some that are compulsive liars, that they actually believe what they're saying. So, you know, if they believe it, they look very truthful because they believe
it. They don't believe it. They know they lie.
A compulsive liar actually starts to believe his own lies.
That's just some BS people tell. Mm-hmm. A person knows when they're lying. They don't believe their own lies. They're trained to think, you know, I'm saying might be true, but they know better than that. A liar is a liar. A person knows when they're lying.
I think
when they're
some
not.
People, this has been studied in psychology and stuff like that, I think some people are such habitual liars that they can tell so many lies, they actually start believing what they're saying.
Because I worked with some, and every other word out of their mouth was a lie. And it's like, come on, man. What you saying don't even make any sense. Mm-hmm. How are you rich in your other country, but you came here to work with peanuts? Come on. That's just like Donald Trump lies all the time. Y'all believe his lies? Everything out of his mouth is a lie? I mean,
a lie is a
lie. You don't even tell a good lie.
A lie is a lie is a lie. So whether it's a man or a woman, we can go back and forth. It's terrible.
True.
Some of these lies can get men or women killed, lose their jobs, put in jail.
True.
It's their freedom.
That's true.
We can agree with that.
But that's usually mostly, that's come from the woman's side. Because if she makes a mistake or lies about either being harassed on the job or raped, and the guy loses. It's happened, Stacey. You know, it's happened in the past.
What do you guys think out there? What do you think? Who do you think tells the most deadly lies, men or women?
Women tell the most deadly lies, but men lie the most. They do, because they'll lie about anything, to deceive, to brag, and to impress. And none of those things are right, but 9 times 10, that don't end up somebody losing their life, their freedom, their job.
When you're lying about something and emotions are running high, and especially when it's passionate between a man and woman, and you're telling all these lies, I love you, and I want to marry you, and I want to have a life with you, that can get very dangerous. That can get very dangerous.
You're not wrong.
With the wrong person.
But again, women are smarter than men for the most part. You know when somebody's selling you a bag of goods, because if he's talking about loving you and marrying you, but y'all ain't going out and being seen together, his family knows who you are, his family never met you, his friends, then you know he's BS. Come on.
No, men can introduce you to the family and stuff and be taking you out and stuff and still have no intention of doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Well, yeah.
Cheating, lying, running around,
I'm talking about the ones that say they're this, but you haven't met family members, you haven't been going out anywhere, that he just keep you in the house. That's a side piece. Come on. You know, most women know that. Come on now.
Well, you say most, but not all. But, I mean, yeah, that would be a great sign. That'd be a great sign what he's all about.
But anyway, we do agree that lying on either side is dead wrong. We agree on that, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, is there anything else that you'd like to add before we end this?
Yeah, stop lying, Mark.
I stopped lying 6-7 years ago.
And everybody out there, tell the truth.
Oh, that's a good one. That's funny. All right, this has been Conversations with Coens. You can catch this episode on Anchor, Spotify, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Podcast Addict, Web Browser, Radio Public, Podpage, Podvine, Podlink, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Thank you for joining us. Have a good night. God bless. And remember, we're trying to change the world one episode at a time. Good night, everyone.